Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
This episode is brought to you by the Impactful Leaders Mastermind. This is a mastermind where you're going to up-level your marketing game. We're talking advanced Facebook ad strategies that can 10x your earnings per lead. We're talking about psychological strategies that allow you to coach your audience through the sales process with ease and from a very loving place. And leadership strategies and skills that are going to allow you to get at least 4 times the return on investment for every single employee or contractor that you bring into your business. And of course, mindset interwoven throughout, because how you make a 6 or multiple 6-figure leap in your business starts with your brain and how you're thinking about things. So we are going to do this in a community that's going to be of like-minded individuals, and you're also going to get mindset strategies that are going to up-level your game in so many ways. Go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/mastermind to learn more. Can't wait to see you inside. Hi, and welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. Today, I wanted to share with you a topic that came up inside of our Facebook community, the Coaching for Impact community. If you're not a member, go to Facebook, type in Coaching for Impact community, and ask to join. We are a community of impact-driven entrepreneurs just like you who are making a difference in the world with our work and wanting to serve more people through the platform or mechanism of group coaching so that we can help more people and create change in the world. So today I wanted to talk to you about what to do if your Facebook ads are not approved or working. And I want to take you through kind of like our process of what happened with our recent launch and how we were able to come back from that. So we actually just finished up our best launch ever in terms of earnings per lead. Earnings per lead is the holy grail metric, the number one most important metric that tells you how well your launch did. Our earnings per lead for this was higher than any other launch we have ever done, and we had over $270 per lead that we brought in. So for every single registrant for our challenge, we made over $270 from that registrant. And so if you aren't sure what earnings per lead is or how to calculate it, I did an episode on episode 37 about this, and we will link to it in the show notes so that you can go and access it and learn about earnings per lead and really calculate your earnings per lead. I think numbers allow us to become empowered. Numbers are the most empowering thing that we can really start to understand in our business, because we can utilize that data, those numbers, to really make really strong strategic decisions that are going to catapult our success and our results so that we can help more people and make more money and do better work in better, more, you know, impactful work in the world. So let's go over some of the things. Oh, okay. Right. So that I wasn't just sharing that for no reason. That was our best launch. Here's the pitfalls of the launch. You ready? Like, and this happens with every launch, right? So if you've had a launch and you're like, oh my God, but like all this crap went wrong, that's like normal. Most people just aren't sharing that and aren't open about it. And how I like to teach and coach is really from a real raw place and like telling you what our fumbles were so that you can really take that step ahead and kind of like our success be the baseline to where you're catapulting your own success. And many of our clients do very, very well with this because I just am open and honest, really. So basically what happened is our launch, I was like in the vacuum of creation of the launch, and I had been really focused on, let's get better at copywriting. I really want the copy for this challenge to be extremely strong And I had hired a copywriter on the last challenge to have her do the sales page. And the sales page was phenomenal. I mean, like the sales page did so well and we really, really loved it. The conversion rates on the sales page were much better on the last launch. And then this launch, I wanted the front end of that challenge, the actual name of the challenge and everything, to really align with that beautiful sales page that she had created for us. So I started really working on the copy at the end of the last challenge. And I was like, I just had this download, like this divine download that it was like, needs to be like, make the money you deserve. Like my people are so undervaluing themselves, undercharging for their services, and just not fully stepping into their role as a, you know, unlimited creator of amazingness in the world, and money being one of them. So I named it Make the Money You Deserve Challenge. And I was like, this is great. And my team was like, yeah, we love the name, right? Like, and everybody was on board. Okay, little did we know until I go in and we had, so we've been testing a 4-week launch, you know, to organic traffic, 4 weeks of promotion to organic traffic. We've been testing that the last two launches and it did very well on the last one. And then this one, it was also doing very well. So after we had already been promoting it for about 2 weeks, I was like, you know what, we're going to do Facebook ads now. And I go into the platform and I still run my own Facebook ads, but we're training one of my employees to do it. So, you know, I go in there and I'm like training her and it's like decline, like you're not allowed to run this. And we just kept getting our ads like disapproved by Facebook because of the name. And I tried like hiding the name. Like I tried doing videos instead of audio or video instead of the text. We tried just not using the name. And like, no matter what we were trying, it just wasn't working. And I don't know if that's because Facebook also looks at the landing page data and like, obviously the landing page had to also have the name of the challenge on there. So basically what we did is I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, what are we going to do? We're not going to get enough registrants in this. Like, what are we going to do? So that's basically what happened during the launch. And I want to tell you how we recovered that and how we were able to get the highest earnings per lead we have ever had by implementing some of the strategies and the things that I'm going to talk about in this episode. So the first thing is you want to be implementing the right strategy at the right time. So one of the things that I'm constantly like helping my clients with is this balance between like investing in your business and like wanting and having profitable launches, right? And also like you don't want to be going way into the red in order to make a launch happen, right? So there's been people that have come to me for coaching, for example, who spent like $20,000 between a copywriter and Facebook ads and had a launch that made $20,000, right? So like you don't want to be in those positions. So that is number one. You want to make sure you're using the right strategy at the right time. If you're in the startup phase of your business, yes, Facebook advertising is important because it's going to grow your audience. But at the same time, we must balance that with your balance check and like what you're making in your business. So you want to make sure that you are bringing the revenue to be able to support that. And you want to make sure that you have a system that works on organic traffic, at least at some level before you bring this on to paid traffic. Okay. So what we do in our programs is we help you to develop your system first and we drive organic traffic to it. If you're not getting sales through the organic traffic, then that's a pretty good sign. It's not even going to work on the cold traffic. So why are like, no, right? Now you can speed up things and you can test it right with cold traffic. I advise that for several of my clients, depending on what's going on in their business. But again, like you want to make sure you're using the right strategy at the right time and that you are really consciously choosing how you're going to grow and scale this business. And you're doing it from a place that serves you, serves your business, and serves your potential clients, because it is not going to be of service to you if you put all this money into Facebook ads, don't make the money back, and your business cannot support that lack of sales, and then you go out of business, right? Like, you won't be able to help anyone. So it's really important that you're using the right strategy at the right time. I can totally help you to make sure that we are doing all of that in a kosher way. So if you need more help with that, by all means, apply for a session, and I'm happy to chat with you more about this. Okay, number two, check the Facebook rules. So what happened is, during my really wanting to be a good copywriter with the name of the challenge, I totally did not review Facebook ad rules. And although I'm in and out of the Facebook ad platform pretty much every day, that's why we're hiring somebody, or we have somebody else who we're training to do this. It's important, you know, that we are conscious of their rules and are continuously reviewing them, because they are updated on a regular basis as well. So basically what I did for myself is, when I am in the process of naming and really developing the idea for the challenges, it's now in my process that I'm going to review Facebook rules. And so that way I can't have this type of situation happen again in my business. And really, this is the balancing act, right? When you are playing on a different platform, when you are playing on Facebook's platform, there is a balancing act between having really great copy that you know is going to work, that is psychologically the right thing, or that is, you know, aligned for you at a soul level, really deeply to your ideal clients, right? Like, those are the kind of like how I write copy, is like those two angles, right? It's like soul alignment for me, as well as, you know, like, psychological triggers and things like that, right? But when I'm writing like that and I'm trying to write like that, it's very different than really looking at the Facebook ads rules. And every business has this balance. I know I've helped people like who are in different niches, like in the health niche, you cannot have a before and after picture on a Facebook ad. Like, it's going to get declined. Like, it's not allowed, right? So, you know, depending on your niche and who your audience is and what you're doing, you are going to have to really make sure you are understanding what the rules are for Facebook that are going to get approved or not, as well as just practicing doing the best copywriting that you humanly can, as well as while still playing with Facebook rules. And that's really the balancing act of playing on someone else's platform, which, by the way, with the outage that we experienced this week on Facebook, I actually just sent an email out to the entire list talking about, you know, I had clients who were in the middle of launching and like Facebook closed, you know, was shut down for 2 days or 1 day or whatever, and they were unable to go live, like they weren't unable to deliver on the content. You know, many of my clients who run group programs also offer a Facebook group, right? And I was so grateful because I have Kajabi as a platform, and I was able to just have people on the Kajabi side. I just sent an announcement and I was like, hey, make, if you have a question for the next, you know, 2 days or so, I don't know when this will resolve, just post a question here in Kajabi and I'm happy to come back to the comment section and answer it, right? So I had another forum for my clients to be able to ask me questions. And that's part of what you pay for when you're in coaching with me at a group level, is you get my ability to ask questions to me anytime. And had I just been relying on Facebook only, it would have shut down and I wouldn't have been able to actually serve and execute on my for my clients. So we'll definitely put a link. It will be an affiliate link. It's no additional charge to you, but I'm now like such an adamant fan of Kajabi that I want to like shout about it from the rooftop. So if you want to check that out, they are having a special bonus sale until the end of this month. So I will put that in the show notes section. Okay. Next, get resourceful. Okay. So let me review, because we kind of got sidetracked, but what to do if Facebook ads are not working or not approved. Number one, right strategy at the right time. Be sure that you are in your phase of your business to be able to run ads profitably, that you know what running ads profitably looks like, what your earnings per lead are, what your numbers are throughout your funnel, to be able to really support the what you're going to do with your ads. Number two is check the Facebook ads rules and balance good copy with their rules. You know, we got to play nice on somebody else's field. Number three is get resourceful. So I think if I was asked this on a podcast the other day, like, what is the number one thing that you think leads to success or failure of a business? And my answer was the CEO or the owner's willingness and ability to be resourceful. This is number one, hands down, the most important trait that you can have as an entrepreneur. Most of you already are very resourceful, but you're letting your brain chatter kind of get in the way of your resourcefulness. So, for example, I could have just said, oh my God, my Facebook ads are not approved. My challenge is going to be a wash. I might as well just stop. But I didn't go into despair. I chose resourcefulness. So here's what I did. I said, you know what? What can we do to really increase the number of people that come through? So one of the things we did is we added a bonus that people could share out the challenge with a friend, and they would send it to me via private message and share with a friend. And then for everyone that did that, I created a special training. It was like, you know, slides and everything and an audio training for them specifically on money mindset, because that's what the challenge was about. And I created that training for everybody. And if you shared it out with a friend in a private message with me, then I would send you the training. And that worked really well. We added something like 10 or 20 in between that number new people, which was great because now they're on our email list. And it wasn't a ton, but like, I think that the value of having somebody refer you is so much stronger. Like the affinity, think about the affinity of a person that you are referred to versus the affinity of someone you saw their ad on Facebook for 2 seconds, right? And so that was a strategy that we added because of this situation that was going on behind the scenes. And it felt really, really good. Like to be able to deliver this course, like this mini course on mindset, money mindset, was so aligned for me. Like it felt like such a gift to these people. And I know many of them were like, holy cow, like my brain is like, wow, like now I see, right? Like now I see what this money thing has been and what I want it to be. And now I can go intentionally create, which is what the program was all about. Like the challenge was all about empowering you to create money. Okay. So we got resourceful. Another way that we got resourceful was I was like, okay, what do we have? Right? We do not have the ability to run ads, but what do we have? And so I was like, okay, we have an email list. Let's email our list. And we have lead pages. So I use lead pages. So I was like, okay, let me do a one-click opt-in, right? So instead of going anyone on the list who's already on the list, instead of having them go to the landing page and losing them from the email to the landing page to then opt in, I was like, okay, let's do click lead. What is it? One click opt-in. So basically they get a special link, and because they click that link, they're automatically enrolled into the challenge. And so it skips the step of having to re-opt into my list when they're already on my list. And that allows a 100% conversion on anyone who clicks the link from the email list. So that helped to get the registrants up. We also used, and this is going to be very tactical. You guys know I usually teach a lot of principles, but this is going to be tactical. So bear with me. But this is what happens, right? Like because I had the identity of I am resourceful, right? I get to use strategies and be creative with the tactics. And this is what I coach all about, right? Like this is why I love this conversation, because it's so empowering. And like, no matter what your situation is, if you're operating from an identity that does not serve you, it is going to be a struggle. However, if you operate from an identity that is from where you're going, like where you're going, then you can utilize strategies, you can get creative, like you can really take your own power back. Okay, So other thing that we did that was resourceful is I was like, okay, what do we have? We have a team. We have three people on our team. Let's have every single person do private messages. I did videos invites. Like I literally got on video and invited privately, like all the people that I thought were a fit from our Instagram account, which has over, I think we're over 6,000 people in there. And then same for LinkedIn. So we just got resourceful, right? Like what else did I ask myself? Basically, those were the top tactics that I can think of is like we emailed our list with a one-click opt-in. I got resourceful with like what we did have in terms of people and team. And I got resourceful in terms of, basically those were the main ones. I can't remember the other one. Next, follow up all the way through to the end. So the fourth big thing that we did is we followed up all the way through till the end. I feel like the reason the earnings per lead was the highest that it's ever been at over $270 a lead, which by the way, if you're not at that level, do not stress out. In online marketing terms, basically a good earnings per lead is anything over $30. And so I know we blow it out of the water. Like we've had some that are $240 a lead, but this was the highest we've ever done at $270 a lead. And basically how we did it was really following up and following through all the way till the end. I was so centered around the idea that the right people who were meant for this program at a soul level, who were like aligned and like the perfect person for me to help at this time, that like I knew I had like 10 people out there who needed this program and I just showed up for them. And I didn't let like any of my own bullshit in my brain hold me back from showing up 100% for them. So follow up and follow through all the way till the end. And I would even add to the end of that, like for your soulmate clients, right? Like for those 10 or whatever, however many people it is for you, like people that are waiting on the other side of that. So that's how we really recovered from this Facebook ad not working thing, in our recent launch. And I want to empower you to do the same. So let's start at the top again, right strategy at the right time. Number two, review Facebook ad rules before you're naming stuff and like getting creative over there on copywriting land. And also balancing that good copy with like following the rules. Next is be resourceful. Like I said, that is an identity, right? So that is a much deeper place for you to work. And then you can get creative on all the tactics that you could possibly employ or deploy because you were resourceful. And number four is following up all the way through to the end for those people who are your soulmate clients waiting just desperately for what you need. And that's exactly how I feel. Like the people who are in the program now are all like amazing. They are the perfect people for the program that they got into, whether they got in. So we actually also did a downsell. So we had the Impact Formula 1 year program, and then we had a downsell for an 8-week coaching program. And for both of those programs, like the people that are there are the perfect person that like needed this at their soul. And that is to me the most rewarding part because I'm an impact-driven entrepreneur, right? So for me, that was worth like every single headache I had about Facebook ads not being approved for me, right? And so I really want you to take back your power and realize like, yeah, we're playing on other people's terms and on their platform. So we must follow rules. We must comply. However, take back your power and really just be the person who is operating at that next level for you. For me, this is where I was with this launch, and it felt really, really good to step into that, you know, being the next level version of myself. And it was really, really fun to do. And I will say too, like this was the most fun launch we have ever done, which was incredible. So so that's what I have for you today. Go check out the resources in the show notes section. And if you're not a member already, come and join us in the impactful content. Come and check out our Coaching for Impact community. And that is where I'm hanging out a lot and doing lives and trainings for you to grow your coaching and group coaching program and really take it to the next level. All right. Have an amazing day. Chat with you soon. Get daily mindset strategy and support to grow your business for free. Join our community, the Coaching for Impact community on Facebook. Just go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community to join.